Now, some of us are graced with a natural loud voice. I don't think he's in here. I can't tell. Others of us need amplification, but I'm glad this helps. Now, you know, it's dangerous because I've had a number of days off, so to speak. We all have, right, with Thanksgiving holiday. So I've had time to think about a homily and actually play with it, and I like to have fun with the homily. So, today we're day 4 of the Thanksgiving holiday. And if you're like me, you have eaten a lot. And the last thing you're probably thinking about doing right now is putting on your summer bathing suit and going swimming, right? It probably wouldn't fit, or not very comfortably. And the idea of getting in cold water, I mean, it's not really that cold, we're in North Carolina. But still, it's the last thing on your mind. Well, I want you to think about swimming, and I want you to think about the church as a giant swimming pool. And what exactly are we swimming in, though, is the question. Also, I want you scientists here, and I know we have a number of you, to test me. I ventured into some scientific waters, if you will, to prepare this homily. Did you know that water has very many interesting and unusual characteristics? Actually, if you start digging into it, there's like 10, but I can't remember, hope to remember 10 things and come out here and talk about. So I'm going to go with the tried and true formula of 3 things. The first thing is it is a universal solvent. Water can dissolve more things than almost any other, I think, than any other compound. And here's where I'm going to be daring. This is based on the slightly negative charge and the slightly positive charge that water carries with it. I don't remember if it's the oxygen or the hydrogen, but between the two of them, they have that slightly positive and slightly negative charge. And what that allows oxygen to do is to infiltrate, if you will, other compounds and to, I love this scientific word, disassociate them. That basically means make them begin to dissolve. Water can infiltrate and cause other things to dissolve. I mean, think about it. If you bake in the kitchen, salt, sugar, you name it, you mix in a little water, and before you know it, you've diluted it. How does this apply to the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit has the same effect in our hearts, because the water of the Holy Spirit can come into our hearts and dissolve the sin that is there. It infiltrates the anger. It infiltrates the bitterness, and it begins to wash it away. Now, I don't want you to think of the action of the Holy Spirit as this great and mighty flood that just comes over you, and all of a sudden you're perfectly clean, and that's all you have to do for the rest of your life. For some people, that may happen. But for the rest of us, it's more like the gradual effect of a small stream at the bottom of a mountain of sin. It slowly erodes that mountain away over time. As long as the grace of the Holy Spirit, as long as that water is touching that sin, it will erode it over time. And it's our job to stay connected to the Holy Spirit so it can do that. We mustn't expect this presto bango right away, all my anger, all my stuff is taken away, because that's not how it works. It takes time, it takes a lifetime to work on the various sins that we all have. Greed, lust, you name it. I mean, we all have them, right? That is how the Holy Spirit is like water in one sense, in that it's a universal solvent. Another interesting fact about water is that it has an unusually high boiling point. Water is a hydrogen compound. And if you look at the other hydrogen compounds of a similar molecular weight, the boiling point for water is extremely high. It's very high, 100 degrees centigrade. The next closest molecular hydrogen compound, if I remember right, has a boiling point of negative 64 centigrade. That is a tremendous gap. When you look at the chart, you would expect water to be minus 84 centigrade. No, it goes almost 200 points the other way, or 200 degrees. Water has an extremely high boiling point. How is this like the Holy Spirit working in our hearts? the Holy Spirit, when it comes in our hearts, as we seek it through the life of the church, you have the Holy Spirit in your hearts and bodies right now if you just received Holy Communion. The Holy Spirit in our hearts helps us control our passions. I mean, boiling point is often used as a slang word for losing one's temper. If the boiling point of the Holy Spirit is very high, then its presence in our hearts should help us to control our tempers. And not just the passion of anger, but the passion of any other thing that might drive us away. What about despair? We're in the holiday season. Anybody feel that little dog of despair nipping at their heels? The Holy Spirit can help us with that. The Holy Spirit gives us that broad, deep range before we reach our breaking point. That's what we seek through the Holy Spirit, through constant communion, life in the church. What's another interesting point about the Holy Spirit, and how does it remind me of water? Well, the third and final point of water is that it has an extreme buoyancy. That is an upward force that water exerts on something that is immersed in it. Now, like that last word, immersed. Something has to be in water to float, right? Water can't make something float that's not in water. We have to be immersed in the Holy Spirit for it to buoy our hearts. We can't just look at it, think about it, say, oh, that's nice, why is it not affecting me, if we're not immersed in the Holy Spirit. How do we stay immersed in the Holy Spirit? Through the life of the church, coming to the church regularly, receiving of the sacraments, preparing for them, fasting, prayer, almsgiving, singing spiritual songs, reading scripture, doing works of charity. There are a lot of ways to stay connected, not to mention prayer, connected to the Holy Spirit. We have to stay immersed in it. Floating is not so much about weight as it is about density. It's about the ratio of weight to size. They speak of it in terms of volume. But we understand it intuitively, really. Your golden wedding band, that will sink because gold is denser than water. But if I remade that table, well, I don't even have to remake that table. If I took this table and could somehow pick it up and throw it in a pool, I dare say it would float, even though it's far larger and far heavier than a little wedding band. But it would float because it's not as dense as the properties of gold, right? How does this remind me of the Holy Spirit? Sin sinks and love floats. If you take nothing out of here today other than that, sin sinks and love floats. So, if you guys are looking for a way to dissolve your sins, to erode them, to wash yourself of sin, to gain more self-control over whatever passion or passions you may struggle against, and if you also are looking for a way to lift your hearts up towards God, think, pray, seek the presence of the Holy Spirit in your heart as a living fountain of water. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.